As Hashem Elohim Maral in Ferris Yisrael Perek Tes, page Kufnun Aleph, Shin number 28. When Perek Kama de Shavuos brings Gemara in Shavuos, Rabbi Yoimer, Kol Ha'averos Shebetoiro, all the Averos of the Torah, Bein Oso Tshuva, Bein Loi Oso Tshuva. Whether a person does tshuva, or whether a person does not do tshuva. Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. Yom Kippur atones. Chutz Mipayrik Ol. Except for the Avera of a person taking off the yoke of acceptance of Hashem's mitzvahs. He explains here, that this person is a kofer b'ikar. He denies Hashem. He's a heretic. Pirik ol shall call him mitzvahs. He says, I'm not doing any of the mitzvahs. So once again, let's repeat these words. Rabbi Yoimer, call ha'averus of the Torah, all the averus in the Torah, bein osa tshuva, bein lo yasa tshuva, whether you do tshuva, whether you don't do tshuva, Yom Kippur mechaper, Yom Kippur atones for them. This is a powerful statement from Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. He says, Yom Kippur atones even if you don't do tshuva. It's very hard to understand. If you do tshuva, okay. But you don't do tshuva, why should it atone if you don't do tshuva? Except for when it comes to prikas ol. Umegal panim et teira, shalai kalacha. So he gives examples. Prikas ol, one who denies the mitzvahs, doesn't do the mitzvahs. Megala panim b'tayra shalei kalacha. He paskins incorrectly with intention. He comes and he attacks megala panim b'tayra. He attacks the Torah with chutzpah, with arrogance. Rashi says. Is mevaz the Torah, not so much that he's passing incorrectly with intention, but he's cheapening, he's attacking the Torah. Meifer brisa shel Avram Avinu, and he doesn't keep the bris of Avram Avinu. Shem also tshuva, Yom Kippur mechaper. That in those three examples, if he does tshuva, Yom Kippur will atone. Yom lo yasa tshuva, but if he doesn't do tshuva, ein Yom Kippur mechaper, Yom Kippur will not atone for them. That's the statement from Yehuda Anasi, Rabbein HaKadosh. V'atam be'ilu dafka. Now the Maral says, what's unique about these specific three mitzvahs? Of prikas ol, of throwing away the responsibility of all the mitzvahs. Of megal panim b'tayra. The words mean, he's exposing his face to the Tayra. That's what the words mean, which means he's brazenly arrogant in attacking the Torah with chutzpah. So the Maral explains in different places, Netzach Yisrael, Kuraye, these specific three mitzvahs, and let's see a little more on the top here, and we'll come back down to the bottom. V'atam be'elu dafka, sh'odom yesh le'chibur el Hashem Yisbarach b'emtzos ha'Torah, k'moyish Yisbar. A person, he has a chibur, has a connection to the Torah HaKadosha. Odom yesh le'chibur el Hashem Yisbarach b'emtzos ha'Torah. Through the Torah. The Torah is our conductor, our connector to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when the mekabel, the person, is not ready to accept this relationship, where he has nothing to make the connection. You need the wires to connect. When the person is not plugging it in, there's no connection. doesn't believe and accept Hashem is the Melech Malchi Amlachim, the one to have the connection with, Harei Hu Nifrod Min Ha'ila. He is by definition separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ein Lo Kishur Im Ha'ila. V'kashir Hu Mechaper. V'kashir Hu Meifir Briso Shel Avraham Avinu. Ein Adam Mekabel Briso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is made for Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu, he doesn't keep to the bris, doesn't do the bris, or he is ruining the physical part of the bris that he has in his body, and he's pulling it back to what it was. Different expressions of what it means, made for Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu. So let's understand, what does a bris mean? A bris means the contract. You sign the dotted line, I sign the dotted line. What this person is doing, he's saying, I'm not signing the dotted line. He's made for Brisha Lakosh Baruch Hu. Of Avraham Avinu in the Mekosh Baruch Hu. Because she megal upon him betoira, shloi ka alocha, harai hu koifer behem soi, shal yodai hachibar. Once again, the person who is megal upon him, he expresses his arrogance to the Torah. He's koifer, he is denying that the Torah HaKadosh itself is that connector to Hakosh Baruch Hu. It's his way to connect to Hashem. The kashu pyrik all, and the third evil, the rishus that the person is doing, that when he is pyrik all, who kaifer boi say asher achibur boy Hashem is barach shaboy achibur, he is once again taking that method that Hashem gave us to connect to Him by the mitzvahs, through the mitzvahs. And he's just throwing it away.
That's why it makes sense that a woman...
You're saying that that's why with those specific three mitzvahs, unless the person focuses on doing tshuva by those mitzvahs, by those averis that he did, then the day itself, even Rabbi Yehuda Nasi will say that the day itself is not going to be atoning for his actions. These three connectors, the bris milah, the Torah, and the mitzvahs, he is denying these three connectors from between him and Hashem. When we say three, I mean obviously the bris milah is one act, and then the Torah itself is the entirety of the Torah, and the mitzvahs are the entirety of the mitzvahs. But if he's denying, throwing them all away, he himself has to specifically connect and come back to Hashem by being mekabel them.
So when he says with the verses, he's talking.
Einam mekipurim mechaper rak mishiyeh shaloi nifrod beatzmai min ha'ilo. That's why Yom Kippur does not atone mishaloi nifrod beatzmai min aliyo. If a person will violate those three, but if a person does not take himself away from Hashem and he's still connected, that's understanding what Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is saying. The person's still connected. Now those three, you know, besides the specific bris milah, those other two, they encompass a tremendous amount of mitzvahs or Judaism. It's not just like two other things, but nonetheless, it's complete rejection. That's the bottom line. It's complete rejection in a connecting capability. Because who loy nifrod the gamre rakshu who nifrod the mixus ayodom yemi kipurim yesh loy kapara. So he is separate, of course, to some degree, but it's a small level. So that's why Yom Kippur can still atone. L'mad davar daima. What can this be compared to and understood with? Lepri hamachubur ba'anof, to a fruit that is connected to a branch. Va'anof mechubur mechaber hapri le'ilan, and the anof, the branch, connects the fruit to the tree. So you have a fruit, a branch, and then there's a tree, the trunk. Im yigra dovar ma lepri. If something will happen to the pre, who mechuber la'anof, va'anof le'ilon le'kach, who maila arucha. So the mere fact that something will happen to the pre does not necessarily affect the tree itself, because there's a stage of the branch in between. Ach im nichros ad she'ena pri mekabel hechibur. But if something will create a separation that from the pre to the branch, which is not connected now to the tree itself, as nifsar pri, then the pre is totally lost. In other words, if the fruit that's connected to the branch, to the trunk, gets banged up a little, it's still connected. But when it's disconnected, it has disassociated itself to the tree. V'chein im ha'anaf hu nichros, let's say the branch is cut off in the middle, harei eine maila arucho. So of course the fruit itself is also gone. V'afim uloi nichros bem su'usoi hu sholeim v'ak nivdo min ha'ikir. It's separated from the actual trunk of the tree, of the source of its life. At she'en lo ikir, hare ein terufo lo yisei pri. If that pri has been disconnected from its life source, there's no way to bring it back. It needs its life source. It needs to be connected to the branch, to the tree. V'chein ze ba'atzmoi, so too by a person himself. Kasher meifer briso shel Avram Avinu, hare nivdol ha'odom shu mekabel min Hashem Zbarach. When the person is meifer briso shel Avram Avinu, if you want to say he didn't do the bris, or he did the bris and he's trying to undo the bris, v'kasher megal upon him a Torah shel Halacha, when the person is brazen to the Torah, hare eimloi emtsoi shel yodoi hachibur bo Yizbarach, he is ruining that he ruined that connection between him and Hashem. Because Pyrik O, when a person throws away the yoke of mitzvahs, Ein loy mi, she's shehachibor boy. There's no connection anymore. There's no connection anymore. Lefichach dor Hashem, he kores tikores. That's why the pasuk says he kores tikores. The person will surely be cut off with such behavior. Achas koydim ekipurim va'achas. Acher Yom Kippur. One is Hikaris Tikaris before Yom Kippur, and the second one is after Yom Kippur. Al Gimla Veris Elu Einam Yom Kippur Mechaper Lekach Acher Yom Kippurim Shaveg Lekaidim Kippurim. For these three Averis, if he didn't do tshuva for them, since Yom Kippur does not atone for them, like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was saying, Rabbeinu Kadosh, Lekach, even after Yom Kippur, it's just like before Yom Kippur. With other Averas, according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi told us, Yom Kippur alone will atone. But in this case, we're saying no. That you need a specific tshuva for those Averas. And that's why before Yom Kippur has the same status as after Yom Kippur. Hare Adavar Borur Ki Atoiro Sha'al Yodo Achibur Ben Hashem Yizbarach Uvena Adam. We all know that what connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is the Torah HaKadosh. That is our connector. That is our lifeline. Lefichach, therefore, Husru HaKushi LeGamrei. The question is totally removed. Be'izet Tzad Yish LaAdam HaTzlocha HaChreina Alidei Asiyas HaMitzvah. As to which direction a person will gain his success, his ultimate success through the mitzvah. V'hari ha'davar baro ki ha'atzlacha hi al yidei asiyas ha'mitzvah. You want success? Do the mitzvahs. That's what brings success. Kama b'ma sheheim hakiruv v'adibuk b'yizbarach. Why? Because through doing the mitzvahs creates that relationship with Hashem. You know, a person has to ask himself, do I have a relationship with Hashem? And if the answer to that question is, well, you know, we're pretty good on pretty good terms. that's not what we want to strive for. This is the question. When the person thinks of davening, is davening a burden? If davening is viewed as it's a burden, then what he's saying is, I do not have a relationship with Hashem. If it comes to learning, this is a chibur. This is a chibur to Hashem. If when it comes to learning, His mindset to learning is, you know, it's not really for me, it's for the rabbi. So when I ask him my question, you know, can I eat 5 cheese danishes on Shuas, he'll know the answer. I should only have 4. Oh, thank you. Before I have to bench, because chinas, if you have too many chinas, then you know, mezainas, right? So this is a litmus test. What is his relationship with him, with Hashem? And the answer is he himself gives the answer. That's the real atzlocha. And these people, in conclusion of this parak, who ask, so what he's referring to here is these philosophers who put all of their koiches and their power into their intellect. That's where he's coming now back full circle, and like he started at the beginning of the parak. And they're not connecting and putting their appreciation and understanding that the ikar atzlacha is the atzlacha of connecting to Hashem. V'afim anu. I just wanted to point out, we keep on saying hatzlacha is connecting to Hashem. One of the ways that we can define, a person can define if he has this hatzlacha of relationship with Hashem, is when he's coming to the end of Shmoneh Esrei. Does he want Shmoneh Esrei to be over, or does he want Shmoneh Esrei to be longer? If let's think for a second. You had some family simcha or some time together for whatever reason with the family and friends, especially if you don't see them for a long time. And it's hard to see them off. It's hard to separate. Koshelai predaschem. So they try to like extend as much as possible. And then what happens is like you walk into the car. And they get in the car, they roll down the window, so they're still connected. Then they wait, but you know what? You don't go back in the house. You watch the car until you can't see it anymore. And they're waving out the window until you can see their hands still. You don't want to separate. So when we're Dami Shmoneh Esrei, are we saying to ourselves, oh, I'm up to Maidim already. I'm up to Maidim. Oh, that means I'm at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. And they cherish every word. Moedim anachnu loch. We thank you, Hashem. Al kulom. Sim shalom. Hashem, bring peace. Without peace, we have nothing. Sim shalom. And when we take our 3 steps back, is it with a slow 1 step after the other? Or is it like we're running to a ball game? Taking 3 steps back, trying to catch that fly ball in the outfield. Yeah, no. What is our relationship here? Like we can't get enough of the car. We're looking to see. Can we still see it? Can we still see the car? They're driving off. Sometimes people, they don't know, they can't hang up the phone. They can't hang up the phone. They said goodbye so many times. They must not know what the word goodbye means. Because it's, okay, goodbye, and then another conversation starts. 10 minutes later, okay, be well, goodbye. What's going on with that? It just doesn't end. So they can't let go, they can't let go. That's the chibur, that's the connection, that's the relationship. That's Torah, that's mitzvahs. That's the bris milah. That's what the Moral is telling us, but if we view it from their seichel, our intellectual standpoint, then we have nothing. You have to do it from the mitzvahs. So one of the members of the shir just now pointed out that's why after Shemoneh Esrei, we don't just end davening, because we do want to have that koshelai pradaschem concept of it's difficult for me to leave you, Hashem. And we have a tachanon. And then we have an Ashrei, and then an Olam Netzeach, and then a Volat Tzion, depending on what you daven, Nusach Ashkenaz, right? And then you have Aleinu now, Shir Shel Yoim. We're not just like, okay, done, made my check, I done my Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, Hashem. I said, Baruch Aleinu, so where's the Parnasa? Refeinu, where's the health? You know, Shmi Atzeres, the same concept. But this for ourselves is a question we have to ask ourselves. What, you know, I was just thinking about something. A couple weeks ago, I put my arm around somebody. It was on Shabbos. And he was walking with his family a little behind him. And I said, you know, I told him, I was thinking about you. So he says, oh, he like, little chuckles a little, you know. He knows I'm not asking for any money. It's Shabbos, right? So what's next? I want his soul. I'm after his soul. I said to him, I said, what about a shir? How about you come to the shir, you know? A certain shir, you know? Mishnah Berurah shir. And he starts chuckling like I'm asking him to like climb a mountain without any ropes tied, you know, like, what's the hands free, you know? You know, with all the cliffs and everything. And I said, listen, I give it three times during the week at night. Let's consider one night a week. One night a week. And, he, you know, I put my arm around his shoulder. And he's getting a little edgy. He's a little uncomfortable. I turn around. I see his wife and, you know, his little smile over there. His daughter smiling, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, like what just happened here? I was just thinking about this maybe last night or this morning. Why are you uncomfortable about coming to learn? Someone offers you the opportunity to learn and you're getting comfortable about it? That's the chibur. That's the connection to Hashem. Oh, you give a shit. I never knew that. What time is it? Maybe I can attend. Why is a person getting uncomfortable when he has an opportunity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's going on over here? So he's discussing the philosophical approach that these philosophers have. Af im omru, and even if they say, ki al yidei hamuskolois, through the seichel, the intellectual gymnastics of approach, who dovek b'seichel apoyel, he connects to this seichel. What is seichel apoyel? So he says here on the bottom, it's a maluch ha'elyoin b'yoyser hapoyel v'oyser b'oylam. Can't tell you exactly, I have a clear what this means, this Malach Elyon, this angel above, but we're going to put that aside because obviously the false, incorrect mindset of the philosophers is not what we're here for. Acha Seichel Ha'odom is Seichel Ha'Payel Hu Echad. But the philosopher's mindset wants to say that the Seichel Adam and the Seichel HaPoyel, this elevated Seichel, is all one. Which in and of itself is such an arrogance. To say that the human Seichel and the Seichel above has any connection, it's just such an arrogance. Eilu Heim Divrei Havoy, this is words of emptiness. He says such an approach can only have a generation of one or two people, a generation to have such type of a seichel. He says that's what the whole world's created for one or two people. No, the world's created for every single chayiv odom loyim bishuli nevroil. A man is obligated to say that the world's created for me. Lechein elu dvarim. Those are total empty statements. These, sometimes, you know, it's interesting, you think by such brilliant people, they should have a connection to Hashem. It's sometimes by the more brilliant people you have, they have the total zero connection to Hashem. They have absolutely no connection, they have a connection to their arrogance, to their haughtiness, to their own seichel. They think they're God. That's what it is. They worship themselves. That's the bottom line. We yizbar oid v'perek ha-samech. We'll discuss this more in the next perek. In the beginning of perek yud. V'heim lo yomu amdu b'soyd Hashem. Ki ma'isi ha-odom. Heim lo ma'ilu min ha-tev. Chmai she-heshiv Rabbi Akiva. And the question was, what is greater? When the grain, that of course the nature that Hashem made, the grain, or is it that what Hashem created, the chachma in the Adam, to take that piece of grain and turn it into a piece of a bread? And Rabbi Kiva said, yes, of course, we cannot create a stalk of grain. We can't make the grain itself. But what do you do with that grain? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the chachma to take that grain and to turn it into a piece of bread. You harvest it. You go through the 10 processes of crushing it, of cleaning it out, and eventually you create this delicious piece of bread. Chmaisha Heshi Rabbi Kiva, Ba'imek Chachmasai, Eze Maise Yafa Yoiser, which act is greater? As Tarnasufas, the Rasha, asked Rabbi Kiva, is it the actions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or the action of Basar Adam? Now you would think the action of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greater, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that ability, that chachma. He walked in at a perfect time. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that chachma to go on the farm, to harvest the grain, and to turn it into edible, delicious food. And Rabbi Kiva is saying that is a greater act, to turn that grain into edible bread is a greater act than the nature itself. Elo is a reference to Hashem. The Torah is this emsoi. We take this for granted because it's just like exists. We take this for granted that we have this capability of connecting to Hashem. You know, this was around 6 years ago. It was almost 6 years ago to the day. It was Maitzoy Tisha B'Av. So we're like a few weeks away from Tisha B'Av. Came home after whole Tisha B'Av. And after Tisha B'Av, what do? After davening? Well, it's Kirsh Levana. Eat Kirsh Levana, right? But there was no Levana. As I was driving home, I parked the car, I noticed there was Levana. It came out. So I ran to the house, and I quickly, I don't know Kish Levana by heart, I quickly grabbed the sitter, and I wanted to make the bracha before the clouds were covered up. Once you made the bracha, and you saw it already, if the clouds covered up afterwards, it's a different story. But you at least it's going to be there for the time you make the bracha. So I went into the house, I grabbed the sitter, and then I ran out, and I'm saying Kiddush Levana. And my son, at the time, was around 4, so I found out after I came back in of what happened. He said, where'd Abba go? Where's Abba going? He just walked in the house, and he leaves the house. Where'd he go? So my wife, the child said, he's going to talk to Hashem. Right? So he said, Abba has Hashem's number? I should have let you finish drinking. Abba has Hashem's number? Yes, we have Hashem's number. We have to know we have Hashem's number. You know, how many times do we want to try to get somebody to have a meeting with them? You want to get their phone number, you want to get a contact information, you want to get them on the phone. Just get the meeting, right? Just get the meeting. We have Hashem's number. That's what tefillah is. We're calling to Hashem. We're calling to Hashem. Hashem gave us a means to connect to Him. Imagine you want to have a meeting with somebody, but you don't really want to have a meeting with the person. You just want what the person can give you. And so the person knows you don't want any connection. You want to have nothing to do with him. You just want what you could get out of him. There's no connection there. It's a one-sided, selfish situation here. So when the person, once again, litmus test to see what is our connection to tefillah, what is our connection to learning? And if a person says, I can't daven, I don't understand what I'm saying, I'm mouthing words, it doesn't mean anything to me, there's an answer to that. There's a solution to that. The solution to that is start slow and start working on the wonderful pirushim on the sitter. Take one small piece at a time. With any language you want, any shir you want, they're out there. In Baruch Hashem, this generation, we have so many capabilities of enhancing our kavana, our understanding of davening. In conclusion, he says, when a person is connected to this order, to the Torah, to the mitzvahs, who davak b'yisbarach. Ah, he doesn't want to take the three steps back. He doesn't want to wave and see the last glance of the person before they turn in the car away. He can't hang up the phone. This order of connecting comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this Seder was given to us by Hashem, that because Hashem put inside of us a nefesh. We have to see the nefesh inside of each and every person. And through this, that he guards, he shomer Seder hazeh, he's guarding this Seder. He's guarding his nefesh. How does he guard it? How does he protect it? Tearing the mitzvahs. That, by definition, creates a dibuk, a connection to Hashem. That's why this brings the atzlacha to the person. And this is the shpitz, the ultimate success a person has, when he has this relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kashi Zbar Oyed, as we will, Mitzvah Hashem, elaborate further, Be'ezus Hashem, Noisin, HaTayro, and Perikit Gimel. So, just to summarize a couple points, where there were those three Averis, where a person is Perik all mitzvahs, he doesn't do the mitzvahs, he throws away with Chumal and Slon the mitzvahs, he's Megal upon the Torah, he attacks the Kedushas at Torah, he's Mevazet, and he's Mevah Bris Shel Avraham Avinu, and he annuls the Bris of Avraham Avinu. Those are three Yisoidos that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said, by other Averus, the Etzem Day, the day itself of Yom Kippur, will atone for. But those three, they're so fundamental to a connection to Hashem, to that treaty, to signing the dotted line. If a person doesn't do tshuva on them, the day itself will not atone. And this beautiful lashon that the Maral just used over here, how the nefesh, the neshama, is the seder, is what Hashem put inside of us. Guard it. Guard your nefesh. Elokai neshama shnasata bi tahirahi. My neshama is tahira. Guard it from the shmutz, from the filth that's out there. How do we guard it? Mitzvahs loisa asay, mitzvahs asay. We fulfill the mitzvahs asay. We do what Hashem says, and we stay away from the bad. You know, sometimes people are on a certain diet, and they have to know, are they allowed to eat a certain food? So they say, well, let's look at the ingredients. What does this say? What's the first ingredient? Well, it's something that you have to stay away from. So if that's the case, no, you cannot eat it. That's for the guf, which after 120 years, the guf is not here anymore. But the neshama is netzach nitzachim. V'aydei shehu shomer seder hazeh asher seder Hashem zbarach. This that he is guarding, this seder of the neshama, davak bo yisbarach. Thank you for listening.